With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, talking now with the Ipswich High School girls lacrosse coach, once again, Allison Tivden. And Coach, we're talking because it's another win. Congratulations.
Thank you so much, Rick. We're very excited.
All right. You know what? Before we get to the game, you got to tell me about your schedule right now, because as a middle school educator and school counselor, tell me a little bit about what's going on right now with the kids at your level before we talked about your team.
It's kind of crazy. The eighth graders this week were in D.C., Washington, D.C., so me and one of the other counselors were facilitating the day field trips for the eighth grade, so I'm just getting in from being at the PB Essex Museum and the Salem Willows, so kind of crazy. I have like a quick 15 minutes before heading out to practice, so
exactly.
Crazy day and then a crazy weekend ahead. So.
Yeah, absolutely, and it's a great time, and it's of course it's a terrific time for the kids. They get so excited this year, and they've earned it You know, after all they've been through. All right, Coach, let's go to yesterday's game. I just have to bring up the your account of the game. You beat how do you pronounce that team? Monomoy?
Monomoy.
All right.
Yep.
17-5, and once again, it looks like you had the scoring spread out all over the place.
Yep. We had 10 different goal scorers, which is awesome. That's exactly what we're looking for. Pretty much in every game, but especially, you know, a game where we can put up big numbers. We want to see other people scoring, which is awesome.
Well, you know, at this particular point in the tournament, you're not playing, Little Sisters of the Poor. tell me about the demeanor of your team, the focus of your team, and how they're coming out to start a game, because there are distractions at this time of year, plus you're really close to the end now.
Yeah, so we're really just trying to focus on us, and I told them that before the game yesterday, and that'll be the same message heading into Sunday, especially when you're playing teams that you don't really know a whole lot about, right? So, you know, doing the scouting as you can, but being like, hey, if we're focusing on us and we're playing at Switch Lacrosse, then, you know, I'm pretty confident that we'll be successful if we play the way that we should.
Okay, amazingly, two games now, you've scored 34 and allowed only 7. Once again, the defense is shining, the offense is looking good. And tell me about the overall tenor of the game yesterday in terms of flow. Were you guys pretty much in command the whole way?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. I mean, the draw was outstanding. Lucy Winthrop takes the draw for us, sophomore, and she got it to Hallie Greenleaf, like, the first 9 in a row, I think. So that really sets the tone. So, you know, we came out really strong, really hungry, and, you know, you never know, right? Like, yeah, obviously we have a higher seed than they were, but you have to come out and have that fire every game. So they came out ready to roll yesterday, which was awesome.
Well, they were 16-3 coming into the game, seeded at number 17. Now you climb the ladder. You talk about Elite Eight. And I think Mount Greylock may be the bottom of the eight, which is not saying, not demeaning them. They're 19-2, they had a struggle in the most recent game. So do you know anything about them?
Yeah, no, I've definitely, you know, done some scouting on them, know who we got to keep an eye out for and, you know, what we can do to, you know, put a stop to them. 17-2 is obviously a great record, so we know it's going to be a tough game. The Elite Eight is not easy for anyone. You know it's going to be tough competition, and like I said, I think last time we spoke, we lost in the Elite Eight last year, so we'd love to get some redemption on our home turf on Sunday.
All right, and again, it is at Ipswich, 2 o'clock on Sunday. And, Coach, I know that you got to get right back out there, so thanks for taking the time, and hopefully we'll talk on Monday.
Thank you so much, Rick. I appreciate it. Looking forward to talking to you on Monday.
Absolutely. Thanks, Allison. Good luck.
Take care.
Okay,
thank
bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye.
Yep. That is Allison Tivden, who is the Ipswich High School girls lacrosse coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.